Welcome to the Marriage Adventure Podcast, where the journey is the destination. It's the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Hey guys, thanks for listening today. We're your hosts, Daniel and Bonnie Hoover.
Hey guys, hope you're doing well. Thanks for listening to the podcast. So with this coronavirus happening, man, everybody has been cooped up. And we've actually heard a lot of great things mm-hmm. that's happened with families and people due to being quarantined. And people are spending a lot of time with their family. People are simplifying. A lot of great things. We've also heard some pretty bad things that's coming out of this. We had some officers that go to our church tell us the other day that alcoholism is way up. Man, people are ordering alcohol, especially since you can order it on Amazon.
For real?
I think, yeah, you can order it online and different things like that. Also, domestic violence is up. Because people are cooped up, man. They don't know what to do. Depression is up, different things like that.
I think they're just together so much and they don't have any breaks. And so they're just losing it.
Yeah, everybody's handling this differently.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't recognize the symptoms until you're in it.
Yeah. Well, we're also hearing from couples, you know, we normally don't fight a lot, but we've been fighting more because we're stuck in the house and there's nowhere mm-hmm. to go and process individually. So since that's going on, we thought we would address that, just how we fight fair. And we also saw a study that was talking about couples in the United States, and it was done with like 2,500 couples and across America, and on average couples fight about 19 times a month. And
19 times, that's a lot.
Yeah, well, that's on average. There were some places that were lower, and there were some places I saw like 25, 30 times a month, and I mean that's like every day. And then they're spending an average of 5.5 nights on the couch.
So that means like one of those nights they made up in the middle of the night, right? Half a night, five and a half.
I don't know.
Can I come back to bed? How about for where we live? What were those statistics?
Well, in Georgia, it was like 24 arguments a month and 7 nights on the couch.
So it's more. Mm-hmm. More in Georgia. Mm-hmm. Crazy. It's because of our sports teams.
Oh, bless. Let's not go there. Oh, goodness. But if we're fighting this consistently, then we either need to get to the root of it and figure out how to stop it, or we need to go into these fights with some self-control and maybe some ground rules that we can agree on so that the conflict gets resolved rather than ending up sleeping on the couch.
I think we need to clarify, though. When we're talking about fighting, we're not talking about fist fighting or throwing things, right?
No.
Really, we're talking about arguing.
Arguing, yeah. There's a difference. There's a big difference. Talking about violence. We're not talking about violently fighting. We're talking about maybe yelling and, stomping your feet and being mad. And I guess it's adult temper tantrums is kind of what we're talking about. And we all have them, for the most part. And I sometimes people ask, do you think it's okay for married couples to argue? Is it healthy? Is that a healthy thing? And so we do.
Well, when you have makeup sex, then absolutely. I mean, sometimes you got to just start a fight.
Yeah. Okay.
So, it's going to happen. I mean, you're taking two different people, putting them in the same household, even if you've been married for 24 years, mm-hmm. you're taking two different people. They're going to have two different personalities. They're going to have differing of opinions. And so, yeah, it's going to be natural. And sometimes I think arguing about things is a great way to solve things.
Yeah.
You know,
it kind of brings about some clarity a lot of times. Yeah. And conflict and anger are inevitable. I mean, if you're not angry about stuff, you probably don't have a pulse.
Yeah.
And it shows that you actually care.
Well, I mean, if you just want to look at scripture, man, Christ was angry. Yeah. Jesus was perturbed at a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, as we see in Ephesians chapter 4, in your anger, it says, in your anger, do not sin.
Yeah.
Don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. And don't give the devil a foothold. So kind of breaking that verse down, what does that mean, all those little parts of it?
Oh, well, the first thing it says, in your anger, do not sin. I think in your anger, that's giving you permission to be angry.
So it's not saying don't be angry.
No. I mean, I think it's natural. I think it's an emotion that God's put in us. We're going to be angry about things. And I think we need to check our motives in our anger of why am I angry? Is it out of selfishness or is it, a response to something unjust or what mm-hmm. is the anger?
Is it a righteous anger?
Sure. I mean, that's mm-hmm. totally okay. So I think being angry is fine.
So it says, in your anger, do not sin, which would mean even if it was a righteous anger, meaning I am angry about something for the right reason.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, don't sin. So I can have righteous anger and then let that lead me, to sin.
Or letting somebody else's anger. I think what happens a lot of times in arguments in marriage is that we get so angry that we change the subject because we're so mad. We change the mm-hmm. issue. It becomes, I'm just angry now. Mm-hmm. I'm angry at you and I'm not angry at the thing. Mm-hmm. And so I let maybe your anger incite me mm-hmm. to lash out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think, where we can get in trouble. And
the next part of that verse says, don't let the sun go down while you're still angry. And really the spirit of that verse isn't so much, hey, you need to solve this before the end of the day when the sun goes down. Because, gosh, what if you start fighting after the sun's down?
And sorry. It's night?
Sorry, you're in sin. Now, the spirit of that verse means you need to solve it mm-hmm. and solve it pretty quickly. And then it goes on, it says, don't give the devil a foothold. So how does that happen? How do we give the devil a foothold in our anger?
Well, when I'm angry sometimes, my judgment's clouded and the devil sees that as an opportunity to lead me into sin, to mm-hmm. lead me into lashing out, to lead me to use my words hatefully or to become more selfish. And
So anger is not the sin in itself.
No, but it's the way I respond to it. It's the way I handle my anger that can be sin, and it can the way I respond to you and the way I treat you. Mm-hmm. In my anger can be sin, or the way I treat my children, or sometimes I just let my anger get out of control, and a lack of self-control leads me into sin, and the devil can have fun with that, and mm-hmm. all kinds of things. And so
a foothold means that you're giving the devil permission, basically, and you're giving him an opportunity to get in the middle of your marriage mm-hmm. and wreck it. So here's a question. We want to talk about, why do we fight? What are the reasons behind a lot of our arguments and why we fight? I think one reason right off the bat is we're passionate about our opinion or the issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we see things from different vantage points and different angles, and we're passionate about the vantage point we see things.
Well, my point of view is always right.
That's right, because that's the angle you see it in.
Well, I mean, you know, when I think about the times that we fight, that we argue and we get into these passionate conversations, usually I can trace it back to, well, I hate to admit this. If I say this on podcast, then it's on record and
it's done.
But
don't let it out.
But a lot of times the reason that I fight with you is because I want my way mm-hmm. and I'm being selfish. And I'm sure that's not your reason.
I've never dealt with that.
You don't fight with me out of selfishness, but truly it's, we come in conflict about something and I pose a question and you don't respond the way I want you to. And then I'm just like, I'm aggravated at you because it's like, well, that's not the answer I wanted. And I want my way. And mm-hmm. you told me no about something, like you're my parent or something. And you told me no, or you didn't respond the way I wanted you to, and now I'm just pouting about it. And so
much about arguing is the emotional state you're in when it happens.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I could say it's kind of like earlier, right? You were sitting on the floor and you had the dog, and I guess you were looking for a flea or something. We got a dog. We have a quarantine dog. We bought a puppy, and we can't shave him or cut his fur for, like, I don't know, until all the shots are done, something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, another week.
So he's literally just a shag rug. I mean, he is a ball of fur. It's actually the cutest thing. But But Bonnie thought she saw a flea on him. So anyway, so she was sitting down there picking, you know, looking at him. And I was working on the outline for this podcast. And I said, I can't remember what I said. I said, okay, so, and you said, I'm listening. I'm listening. And I was like, oh, you're good. I wasn't mad at you getting on to you. And you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I was frustrated about, I was already in a frustrated mood. I'm like, oh no, we can't get this to this. If this was a flea I just saw, how am I going to, I was already.
Fleas in my house. We're going to have to defume
it. I know. I was already in another state of mind, and I don't know. Maybe yeah. I misread your tone.
So there's a lot of times that because we're in an emotionally bad place, when we begin discussing this thing, we bring 100 other emotions into this fight that have nothing to do with the fight. Mm-hmm. So it's all about the emotional state we're in when we discuss the thing. Given another time or given another set of circumstances, we wouldn't be fighting about this thing. And that happens a lot of times. And then you mentioned earlier that it happens out of selfishness. And I think a part of that selfishness is we just want to win. And that's a lot of times with me. Sometimes I just stick to my guns because I don't want to say, yeah, you're right. I'm wrong. Mm. Your way was right. And especially that happens a lot with the kids because I'm the dad and I'm supposed to be right, dang it. And I'm not going to let a 10-year-old, you know. So it's really hard. And so we argue and we fight because I'm selfish and I want to win.
And I'm going to dig in and I'm going to just hold my ground. But. Yep. Well, as Christians, we believe that Scripture says that God's given us everything we need pertaining to life and godliness. And so His Word speaks to all of our issues. And He knew what He was doing when He put two imperfect people together with very different opinions. And He wants us to work through those things. And so we're going to do something a little different. We're going to pull apart a verse, and over this podcast, and maybe it might go into another one, but we believe God gives us some guidelines for how we use our words when we're in conflict, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is fighting fair.
All right, this is our Call a Kid segment. This is where we call a kid, and we ask them questions about marriage, because they know anything and everything anyway. Here we go.
Hey, is this Garrett? Hey, this is Miss Bonnie. You're on the Marriage Adventure Podcast. How are you today?
I'm really good.
Good. Well, we thought that you would have some great answers to our questions because we've got some questions about marriage. Can you give us some really good answers?
Well, I see my mom from the house. Watch a movie about marriage. I'll probably get these right.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this first, Garrett. How old are you?
I'm really good.
Well, how old are you?
I'm 7 years old.
7 years old. Okay. Well, let me ask you this question from a 7-year-old. How long do you think that you should know somebody before you get married to them?
Probably
17
years.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's awesome. Well, what kind of person do you think would make a good wife?
That person that believes in God and actually likes you.
Yeah. That is good that they believe in God and like you. That's a good one.
Okay, well, tell me this. What would be a fun date to go on one day when you get married?
I would think, like, go to a restaurant. Go to a fancy restaurant or something.
Yeah.
You're going to be a good husband one day, Garrett.
Yeah. All right, one more question for you. What do you think would be the best thing about being married?
To have kids.
To have kids? That's awesome,
good
Garrett.
Thing.
Well, you seem to know an awful lot about marriage, so I'm so glad we called you today.
Garrett, are you getting married one day?
Yeah.
You are? Do you know who that is already?
Yeah. Well, I do have a crush on somebody.
If you tell us, we won't tell anybody.
Her name is Chloe.
Chloe.
She's all a lucky right. girl.
She's a lucky girl. Hey, thanks for being on the podcast today. I hear you're at the lake. Have fun.
Bye.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, today we're talking about fighting in marriage and how we fight. It's inevitable. It's going to happen. But there is a way to do it that's productive. And Scripture always has the answer for everything for us. And we just have to dig. We have to find it, and we have to pull it apart. And then we have to talk to the Lord about it and let the Holy Spirit reveal it to us and answer to us, answer for us what that Scripture means. Today, we want to take the next little bit of this podcast, and we just want to pull apart a verse. And we want to look at Ephesians chapter 4. Verse 25 through 32. Now, if you have a Bible app or you have your Bible, man, you might want to pull that out. Bonnie's going to read it, but if you can visualize it, that might help you a little bit more. It's Ephesians chapter 4, verses 25 through 32.
Okay, it says, "Therefore, each of you must put off falsehood and speak truthfully to your neighbor, for we are all members of one body. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you are sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you."
All right, so that's a mouthful. But let's pull that apart a little bit. The beginning of that says, therefore, having put away what?
Falsehood.
So that's any lies, any falsehood that we bring into it. And let each one of you speak truth to his neighbor. Hmm. So,
That's something there. I mean, you tend to think that you would naturally speak truth to your spouse, but there's sometimes that we need to assert ourselves and speak the truth even when it's hard, because being truthful means that you're going to accurately represent yourself to your spouse and tell them the truth about things even when it hurts. And I'll say for me, I'm not an assertive person. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes it's not just a matter for me. I would rather just avoid conflict altogether. Mm-hmm. And speaking the truth or speaking what's on my heart, it is not always the easiest. And put away falsehood means I've got to be willing to not hide my thoughts and my feelings from you. And I need to be willing to speak those things and say them out loud, because even if it's going to cause an argument, mm-hmm. And even if it's something that I feel like you don't want to hear. Mm-hmm. But there's a way I can do that.
I'll speak to a lot of people, you know, in a one-on-one office session type thing, where they've gotten over time so bitter and resentful at their spouse. Mm-hmm. And I'll ask them, have you talked about this? And no, they've mm-hmm. never talked about it. They've just kind of let it sit. And they've let it fester, and they've let it swell up, and it's turned to resentment. But there's a way to talk about it that's actually productive, which is the point of this podcast today. Now, that doesn't mean they haven't fought about it, mm-hmm. but fighting about it and talking about it, speaking the truth in love, is totally different, than just blowing up about it.
Well, when we marry somebody too, we expect that we can be. We want to be our truest self with them. Mm-hmm. And I think when we're not willing to speak what's on our heart and say the truth, there's a falsehood in that. It's a way we're almost being deceitful mm-hmm. with our spouse. There's falsehood, and it's not truthful with who we truly are if we're not willing to talk about it. So I think this verse is pretty much saying, yes, it's okay. It's okay to argue and disagree. Because you need to speak the truth, because we're members of one body. It's important for us to be on the same page.
But what does Paul say in Ephesians 4:15? He says, speak it how?
In love.
Speak it in love.
Speak the truth in love.
And that's what we say about communication, is if communication is about saying something in such a way that it can be heard, mm-hmm. and then listening in such a way that it can be understood. And I think the problem is in arguing and in fighting, that goes out the window.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't say, if I'm going to say something and you're not going to be able to hear it, meaning you're going to put up a wall and a defense mechanism, or I'm going to say something in such a way that while I'm talking, you're only thinking about your response, mm-hmm. that's not communication.
No.
And so, so we've got to be able to say something in such a way that it can be heard. And it can be understood, and that seed can fall on fertile soil. And that's what he's talking about, speaking the truth in love.
Mm. Well, and sometimes I think there are things that we need to say. There are things that we love our spouse enough that, I mean, we do need to hold our tongue sometimes and just say nothing. Mm-hmm. But there are times that it's important to speak what, if we see our spouse, if there are things that need to be addressed, we need to speak that in love because we want the absolute best for them. And sometimes it costs us something to bring up things in the relationship. Mm-hmm. But it's healthier to get it out in the open and even argue about it rather than keep it buried. And so I think we've got to learn to do that in a loving way and not allow our spouse to continue a damaging or self-destructive behavior.
Yeah, so in an argument, Do you think it's okay to yell? Do you think it's okay to scream and to be passionate about what you're talking about?
I don't think there's a problem with being passionate about something as long as the words that are coming out are not hateful.
Yeah.
I think you can. Now there are times you might say, "Whoa, simmer down. The kids are in the mm-hmm. yeah, we can. There needs to be self-control involved. Mm-hmm. But I think it's good to have passion. Mm-hmm. I think it's important. I mean, that says you're still connected to the person. If you care enough to have the conversation, you're still in it. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times if we put up the walls and we're like, it's just not worth it, mm-hmm. then we're not mm-hmm. emotionally engaging with our spouse anymore. If it's just not worth it to be passionate about something anymore, well, you've lost some passion in your marriage, and I think that can be more dangerous than yelling.
Yeah, and every couple's different. You have to know your spouse. I mean, I know couples that, man, they go at it, mm-hmm. and then they resolve it, and they move on, and they laugh, about it. I know other couples that, like with us, if I were to yell, you'd sink into a hole,
yeah,
and it wouldn't be beneficial for one of us to yell or scream, no. and so everybody's wired differently in it. So the first thing is that speak the truth. And put away falsehood. Here's the second thing. Choose your words carefully.
Verse 29 that we looked at earlier says, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who hear.
It goes on and says.
It's a different translation.
Don't let any corrupting talk come out of your mouths. Yeah. But only what is such for good for building up. Yeah, that's a different translation there. So I think that's hinging on that. Am I attacking the person or am I attacking the problem?
Oh, yeah.
And, and we can cross that line really easy. How do we let unwholesome talk come out of our mouth when we're in the middle of a fight, an argument?
Well, I think that's when you start being insulting and profanity, mm-hmm. or words that you feel like will vindicate you or build your part of the argument is unwholesome talk or corrupting talk is things that is going to tear you down.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I can use as weapons against you that mm-hmm. I feel like if I just throw this grenade,
mm-hmm.
argument won and walk away.
Is an argument ever solved and ever won by somebody pulling the pin on the grenade and throwing it in there? It's kind of like chemo or radiation with cancer. I mean, you're killing, and I'm not getting into that conversation, but you're killing so much more than the issue.
Right.
And that's what pulling the pin on the grenade does in an argument is you're creating lasting damage.
Yeah.
And that's what we have to be careful about, is when we're arguing, when we let unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, and I start attacking you, and I start talking about your mama, or I start talking about, you know, different things like that that are very personal to you, then long after this issue has been settled, that damage is going to be there.
Oh, yeah.
And it creates way more issues than even the issue you were talking about.
Well, now I'm not just passionate about the thing we were arguing about. Now I'm hurt. Mm-hmm. I'm deeply hurt and wounded over something that you said that was personal. And now I've got to get over that before I can even circle back around to the mm-hmm. real issue. We got to deal with the things you just said that injured me.
Mm-hmm. We've done that so many times where we've got an argument, and then a day or two later, once we are done with that argument, you came back or I came back and said, okay, we got something we need to talk about, because mm-hmm. there's another issue that I didn't even know was there.
Yeah.
And how many times do you argue and you wake up the next morning and you're like, I don't even remember what that was about. Mm-hmm. It evolved so much.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where it started, but I know where it ended, and it wasn't good.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hurtful. And scripture says to say only the things that are beneficial for building up. And when you're arguing, you're not going into it with the mindset of building some of your spouse mm-mm. up. Mm-mm. But I think that the spirit of that there is also use words that are going to bring clarity and understanding, and not, I mean, it's not helpful to name call. It's not helpful to be overly critical. It's not helpful to let my anger get to the point that I've crossed the line and now I'm attacking you. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful. It's not beneficial to you. It's not beneficial to solving the problem.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. A while back, we did a podcast on how to take a timeout when you're in the middle of an argument. And if you haven't heard that one, you might want to go back. And because that fits in really well with this, is how to fight in marriage. And a lot of times when you're in the middle of a fight, the only thing you can do and the best thing you can do is take that time out. And you've got to know where your line is. And mm-hmm. sometimes taking that time out or calling that time out for the other person is the only way that you can peel apart and begin to allow the emotions to settle, so that you can have a clear, clarity of thought.
Yeah. I'm talking about just guarding and being careful with the words you choose to use. I love Psalm 141:3, and I remember praying this. There have been times I have prayed this before conversations we've had or conversations I've had with other people. It says, set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips. Mm. Don't let words come out that are going to be hurtful, and keep me. It's not just give me the words to say, it's guard the words that come out mm-hmm. so that I don't do damage, so that I don't say the wrong things. Mm-hmm. And that's so hard when you're angry. It's so hard to have self-control when you're angry, have control over your words. But we need to use words that are going to be able to resolve conflict and not create more.
Well, and that set a guard over my mouth, It's not self-control, it's Holy Spirit control.
Mm.
And I think that's why it's so important for us to abide in Christ daily, or walk with Him daily, stay connected to Him daily, because there's stuff that you're going to get in peacetime that you're going to draw upon when you're in wartime. And it's just kind of like a soldier. It's kind of like an athlete. You can't get in the game and, oh, I need to get in shape. Yeah. You know, you can't get in the game and, oh, I need to look at the playbook. No, when I abide in Christ, He begins building things into me in peacetime.
Mm.
That when I get in the fight, I'm not even thinking about praying, put a guard over my mouth. It's too late then. Those are things that I need to do day by day by day. And then when I get in the argument with you, the Holy Spirit steps in when I can't. And He begins to let me think a little more clearly. And so we've got to prepare for battle before we get mm-hmm. in it. And, and so being controlled by the Holy Spirit is sometimes the only thing that can get you through a fight. So,
Well, there's so much more in that passage that we want to dive into, and I think we can pick that up maybe next week and talk about some more things that we can do to fight fair in our marriage. So we hope you have a great week and that you will join us and continue with us next week in our conversation about fighting a marriage. And enjoy your adventure.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Then head on over to Facebook and Instagram and give us a follow. Have a great week.